the holiday that we received the Torah. Of course, as I mentioned on Monday, we didn't actually receive the Torah, because what happened on Shavuos is that we gathered at the mountain, Mount Sinai, Har Sinai, Mount Sinai, and we heard Hashem telling us the Ten Commandments. We didn't get the Ten Commandments even yet in the stone tablet. That was supposed to happen 40 days later when Moshe came down from the mountain. But we did initiate a relationship with Hashem. And that's what I'm going to talk about right now. That relationship. What is that relationship that we have with Hashem? So initially, if you ask somebody, what is the relationship that humans have with their creator? The answer is, it's a two-way relationship. Clearly, the first part of the relationship is that the creator creates us. Hashem creates the world as a stage for us to exist on, as a backdrop, as a place for us to live. Hashem creates each of us individually. Hashem gives each of us a neshama, a soul, and life. So clearly, that is the first part of the relationship. Hashem is the creator. The second part of the relationship is, what do we do now that we are created? What's our purpose in life? How do we express not only our connection, not only our gratitude, but our connection to our creator? And that we understand as Jews, we understand we do this through Torah and mitzvahs. So Hashem has scripted it for us. We don't have to imagine. So if you have a friend who's having some kind of event happening, and you want to show, or just plain a friend, and you want to show gratitude, or you want to show that you like them, you want to show that you appreciate, or a child wants to appreciate the parents, or whatever. So you do something. If the parent or the child or the person says, here's what I'd like, so you know exactly what to do. Otherwise, you have to imagine it. You have to think, what would the person like? And then hope that you're right. In our case, meaning in the case of Hashem's creations, God did not leave it up to our imagination. He actually told us what he wants. He wants us to keep the mitzvahs, and that's how we keep our side of the relationship. And in addition to that, Hashem told us, he wants us to study Torah. Studying Torah itself is a mitzvah in and of itself. And the Alter Rebbe, therefore, what I'm going to talk about today is a discourse, a talk from the Alter Rebbe, the first Rav Sher, the author of Tanya, who talks about this question, why is it in fact that studying Torah is a mitzvah for itself? And why is it that studying Torah is in fact an all-important mitzvah, to the extent that if a person is studying Torah, it's considered to be something that only you can do for yourself, and any other mitzvah that somebody else could also do, you don't have to do it. They're actually exempt from that mitzvah. If somebody else can do it, the study of Torah is the most important thing. The relationship that we have with Hashem began, as I mentioned, on Shavuos as a Jewish nation. The obligation, therefore, to study Torah also begins on the holiday of Shavuos. And the Alter Rebbe asked the following question. The Alter Rebbe says, if you walk into a palace and a king is there and the king is giving out jobs and you have people who are actually doing what the king wants, which one is more valuable to the king? The person who understands what the instructions are, or the person who is actually carrying out those instructions? Obviously, the purpose of giving instructions is in order they should be carried out. If the Torah, it would simply be a series of instructions, how to live your life, then you wouldn't have to study the Torah. There wouldn't be a mitzvah to study Torah. Then all you would need to know is what to do. And once you know it, that's it. Now go and do. You don't have to study anymore. We are informed in the Torah that it's important to study Torah. In the words of the prophet, in the words of this is from the beginning of the book of Yehoshua, beginning of the book of Joshua, Ve'higita bo yom v'layla, you're supposed to toil in Torah, study Torah day and night, all day, all night if you can only, as much Torah as you can study. Why, again, is it important to study Torah if the purpose of our existence, showing is to show our gratitude and our connection to our Creator. Why should that not be through the doing of mitzvahs? Why should that be through the study of how to do the mitzvahs or what the mitzvahs are all about? The informational part. Why is the information itself almost more important than how, than at the actual doing? That's the question the Alter Rebbe is asking. And the Alter Rebbe answers as follows. We have spoken, and Tanya explained, that the energy from Hashem comes down through a series of levels. It comes down from the world of Atzilus, to the world of Bria, to the world of Yetzir, to the world of Asiyah, and eventually it comes down to us in the physical worlds. We also explain that the energy that Hashem gives to the world actually is on two different levels, on two different paths. There is energy that is incorporated and flows through the pipeline. And then there's energy that is so powerful that it cannot enter the pipeline. In the language of the Zohar, it's called Sovev energy, the energy that surrounds, it doesn't go into the pipeline. And that is a much more powerful energy. So again, there's a gradation, there are levels that the energy that goes in the pipeline flows through. So that energy that's in the pipeline flows through Atzilos, then Bria, then Yetzirah, then Asiyah, eventually to us in the physical world. But then there is energy that is the Sovev energy, and that energy does not get cut down, does not get diminished by the stage. It's equally as powerful, as potent in any stage that it is, and that's why it's called Sovev, surrounding, meaning it's so powerful it doesn't go into the pipeline and get cut down, but it is equally powerful. The Alter Rebbe explains that when we connect to Hashem, obviously, we don't want to only connect on the level of energy that is in the pipelines. What we want to be doing is bringing down energy that's not yet in the system, bringing that into our system. That is the concept of complete connection. So therefore, if a person, and again, going back to a relationship between two people, you have a relationship between two people and you are very close friends with that individual, but how are you close friends? Because you shared an experience together. Or you're close friends because you fulfill a need for each other, your business partners, you travel buddies, your friends next door neighbors who you borrow sugar and tea and salt from each other. So you fulfill a need. That is the analogous, that's similar to the concept of tapping into the energy that's in the pipeline. That means stuff that's already there, that you are fulfilling that function. You're not seamless with your friend, meaning you don't share every aspect of their life from big to small to middle. You share whatever you share. If you're a work partner, so you share the, you know, the desk, or you share the carpooling to work in the morning, or you're maybe you're a boss and a secretary, or maybe you're two people who are working in the same office, or maybe you're a client and a customer. So you have a relationship, and it's a wonderful relationship, but the relationship is a limited relationship. It's limited to the way that you have it set up. That's the energy that Hashem puts in the pipelines. It's there, it's accessible. We can do mitzvahs. That's what mitzvahs are all about. When Hashem gives us mitzvahs, Hashem gives us energy, and he tells us do a specific thing. And that's why, in fact, every mitzvah that we do has specific parameters. You can't just do a mitzvah the way you like. If Hashem says to keep Shabbat has certain laws, keep kosher has certain laws. You can't say, I think this is kosher, I think that's kosher, I think kosher is this, not that. No, Hashem says, this is the parameter. Hashem says, put a mezuzah on your doorpost. Mezuzah has to be a certain paragraph from the Torah written a certain way. There are very, very specific laws that concern every single mitzvah. And the reason is because the mitzvahs flow through the pipeline. That energy is precise. And if you don't, it's like you're sending somebody an email and you're using somebody else's email address and you're wondering how come it didn't go through. The answer is you're not using the right mechanism in the system. You're making up your own system, so it doesn't work. Studying Torah is a different level completely. Studying Torah, when we receive the Torah, the Medrash, the Gemara, compares it to a marriage, to a wedding. In a case of a marriage, what do you share with your partner? Everything from A to Z. That's why a marriage is so scary. And that's why people nowadays don't want to get married, which is a difficult thing, obviously, for our people and for our communities. It's not just sharing certain tasks and certain jobs. It's an open-ended commitment, and it's a commitment on many, 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 many different levels. Obviously, still two human beings, so there's only a certain amount you can become seamless with somebody else. Hopefully, if it works out, it works out. When it comes to studying Torah, when it comes to Hashem, however, the marriage of the God with the Jewish people is a seamless marriage, meaning that union, that connection is on every level. It's completely and totally permeating. It includes us from our head to our toes. So it starts with our intellect, and that's the closest you can get to somebody if you're thinking the same way. So when we study Torah, we actually are united with Hashem's way of thinking. That means if we learn enough Torah so that our mind begins to think the way the Torah thinks, because that's what happens. If you study a certain field of study, eventually you begin to talk like an engineer, you begin to talk like an architect, like a lawyer, and people say, oh, you must be a lawyer. How do you know? You're not in an interview. Well, you sound like a lawyer, or you sound like a doctor, or you sound like an engineer, or you sound like an architect, because that's what happens when you study a certain field of study. It takes over your mind and it redirects your thinking. And it makes you think that way. And Torah is exactly the same thing. When we study Torah, the Torah is Hashem's wisdom. The Torah is Hashem's attitude, Hashem's outlook. So if you want to be the closest to a person, that's how you get close to a person. If you try to imitate their way of thinking, you try to imitate and incorporate their way of looking at the world, their outlook, their philosophy, their what's Hashem's outlook, that's the Torah. So for all these reasons, the Torah is the most powerful mechanism for connection to Hashem. And for all these reasons, the Torah is not limited to a specific time. You study Torah as much time as you can during the day, during the night. And the reason, again, is because we want to have this seamless type of connection to Hashem. We want to have this level of we and us and Hashem are one. In the language of the Zohar, the Yisrael, the Jewish nation, Kodesh Brichu, Hashem, Bioraisa, and the Torah, Kul Echad, are all seamlessly connected, are all one. And this is what the holiday of Shavuos celebrates. This ability that was given to us, it was not given to the other nations. The Gemara tells us that Hashem asked the other nations, would you like this type of relationship, where every aspect of your life is connected with me, with your creator? And they answered, no, we don't want it. It's too much for us. We want to be able to have some free time. So in the language of the Medrash, the Arab nations said, we want to be able to go and do whatever we want sexually. We don't mix into our bedroom. Torah, of course, mixes in very much into how a person's intimate relations are. The language of the Medrash, the Roman nation said, we need to decide who we're going to kill and who we're not going to kill. You're not going to tell us not to murder. You're not going to tell us how to respect sanctity of life. We're going to decide. Of course, the Torah doesn't do that. Hashem says, I'm going to tell you exactly how you have to treat other people and so on. And so on and so forth. So the Medrash goes to, in other words, the other nations wanted a carve out. They wanted a marriage. You know, they, not that they didn't want to be connected with their creator, but they wanted some free time on the side to do whatever they want. Well, Hashem says that's not the way it works. And the Jewish nation said to Hashem, we are 100% ready to have an open, unlimited a completely seamless relationship with you, Hashem. And Hashem says, that's amazing. So therefore, what happened was at Mount Sinai, the events that we're actually going to be celebrating tomorrow, the first day of Shavuos, the heavens opened up and we saw the energy in a way that human beings since then, until then, and since then have never seen. We had this spiritual opening, the ability to see what it is that we're trying to unite with. So that the mitzvahs, the individual mitzvahs, were not given to us yet. Some were. But of the 613 mitzvahs, most were not given to us yet. So that means the individual mechanisms, the way for us to achieve this seamless connection, that was not yet told to us. It's like saying all the experiences that a married couple would have, that you don't yet know. That's going to really cement your relationship, those experiences, over years. But what you do have is that flash. You have that flash, you have that spark, you have that moment when you say, that's it, we're connected. You don't know how you're going to be connected, because as time evolves and as years evolve, the connection takes different forms. Well, so the mitzvahs, again, we did not yet know. But what we did know and we actually experienced, and that's why the Gemara tells us the Jewish nation died. The experience was so sublime, was so powerful, it was so all-encompassing that we didn't exist anymore as separate living creations, as separate living entities. We died. That means our neshamas flew out of our bodies, our souls flew out of our bodies and reunited with our Creator. We had the most intense, the most connected, the most seamless spiritual experience only possible. Our actual energy flew back to its source. And Hashem very kindly woke us up again, brought us back to life in the language of the Gemara. And this happened twice. And we finally said, Hashem, if it happens a third time, we don't know if we'll be able to come back down. And then we appointed Moshe to be our intermediary, the prophet who goes and speaks to Hashem. So that is what Shavuos is all about. And with this, I will conclude. And obviously, there's a lot more to explain on the levels and on the concepts and this and that. But just so the takeaway is that the holiday of Shavuos is an extremely powerful holiday. It is the holiday that celebrates our marriage with Hashem. We define marriage as a seamless connection with another entity, a connection from head to toe, emotional and mental, completely seamless connection, a connection where there's no differentiation between one and the other. And obviously in a physical marriage, that's totally impossible. You have two human beings, so how can you be seamless again? You can't. But on a spiritual level, obviously it is completely possible. When you're talking about the worlds of spirit, to be seamlessly connected. And therefore, the Torah is considered, and the study of Torah is considered to be such a powerful and important thing that it's even yet more important than the doing of mitzvahs. Although logically, if the study of Torah is only in order to know how to do the mitzvahs, why would it be more important? Just do the mitzvahs, don't study the Torah if you already know. The answer is no. Doing the mitzvahs unite us with Hashem in a certain way. But studying Torah unites us with Hashem, with our Creator, on a much, much deeper level. And it actually brings, in the language of the Gemara, to a level of Yiras Hashem, a level of awe of Hashem, an appreciation of Hashem's majesty that is completely different than doing a mitzvah. When you do a mitzvah, you are involved, since a mitzvah is a specific action, every specific mitzvah that we do helps a specific part of our makeup. So if you're giving tzedakah, for example, it means that you're showing your gratitude for all of the work, the hard work that you're taking, all the hard work, the blood, sweat, and tears with which you earn money, and your energies and efforts you are dedicating to Hashem by giving, following his instruction to give tzedakah. If you're putting up a mezuzah, every mitzvah is something specific. Studying Torah is all-encompassing. It completely takes the person and changes you, as I mentioned, into another type of an individual when it takes over your way of thinking. It takes over your way of looking at the world. and it makes you actually into a different type of person. You are now a Talmid Chacham. Talmid Chacham is an individual, literally a Torah scholar, is the way we say a Torah scholar in Hebrew, the Talmid Chacham, or in the masculine, the feminine, a Talmidah Chachama. But what it actually translates to is a student, a Talmid, a student, Chacham of Chacham. So there's two ways to say it. You can say either you are a Chacham, meaning you are the wise person yourself, but that's not what the Torah calls, what our sages call a wise person. They call the wise person a Talmid Chacham. That means an individual that is subservient to Chacham, that is a student of a Chacham, meaning you always know that Hashem is greater than you, and you always know that you have the ability, and you also have the striving, the desire to connect on that level. So that is the power of Torah, the power of Shavuos. We're going to celebrate tonight. We study all night long. That is the custom to study all night long tonight, because the Medrash tells us that when the Jewish nation was given the Torah, they were so excited. We counted for 49 days. We were ready to get the Torah. Came the morning of Matan Torah, the morning of Shavuos, and the people slept in late. And Hashem had to wake up the people. And this is another whole interesting conversation. The Rebbe has a beautiful interpretation. What does it mean? How could the people sleep in late? Weren't they so excited? The 49 days they're counting. And the Rebbe explains to us that they thought that the way to accept Torah is when you're unconscious, when your neshamas are in heaven. And Hashem explains to us that no, the purpose of this seamless connection, the purpose of having this incredible divine spiritual experience, the purpose of appreciating spirituality is to bring it down into the material world, is to have our surroundings affected by it. So if we are Torah thinking people, and if we have our minds completely redone and interior decorators came in and remade our mind, now we're Torah thinking people. We think like God thinks. We think like the Torah thinks. So what's the point? The point is now we should be able to use that energy and change the world around us. That ultimately is the way it is. And therefore, if a person sees a mitzvah that nobody else is doing, even if you're in the middle of studying Torah, you must stop your Torah study and you must do that mitzvah. Because at the end of the day, the study of Torah is not complete unless you actually use it to change your environment. If your environment is not changed and the Torah just stays in heaven, then you might as well have been the day before Shavuos. The reason Hashem came down on the mountain, the reason Hashem gave the Torah to a physical nation of real people, you, me, and all our ancestors, is because Hashem wants us to use those energies and bring it into the physical world. So therefore, that's what it's all about. Shavuos gives us a seamless connection with our God, a connection that is emotional and mental, and besides the connection of mitzvahs that are doing specific and concrete things, it makes us seamlessly connected with Hashem. But the purpose of being that seamlessly connected is not just that we should close our eyes and be in a state of bliss. No, the purpose is that we should then use that energy and actually have our environment changed so that our environment, our homes, our families, our communities, should feel that power too. That is the holiday of Shavuos. I wish you a very happy Shavuos. The classic wish that we wish in Chabad is Kabbalas HaTorah b'simcha u'bepnimius, to accept the Torah b'simcha, with joy, u'bepnimius, and with an inner feeling, with inner conviction, that exactly what I was just saying, that it should actually make a difference, and not just accepting the Torah and putting it in a box, but it should actually, you know, you have a wonderful thing and you put it into your safe and it's there locked up in the safe. No, it has to affect you from the most inner feelings until it actually radiates outside. And the only way to say, person, I'm very happy inside, I know, but on your face, you look pretty miserable. So how happy could you be inside? So if you're really happy inside, then you're smiling, you're singing, you're dancing, you're clapping, you're jumping for joy. That's what it means to be happy inside, really happy inside. So that's what it also means, this wish, that we wish each other that we should be able to be accepting the Torah, and then the Torah should completely irradiate us. It should completely take us over from our core till the outside. So, and Sameach, and good Yom Tov.